switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.
The Spirit of Faith netcast is on the air. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Spirit of Faith netcast. And right at the top of the netcast today, I want to correct a mistake that I made last week. I said that last week's netcast was netcast number 103. And even had it down here on the bottom third, you know, of the screen. But really, it was netcast number 102. This is netcast number 103. We started with our audio podcasts for podcast number 1 through 99. And then with 100, we picked up with the video netcast. And we're still using the audio from the video netcast as an audio podcast as well. Hopefully that's not too confusing. The bottom line is one of our viewers wrote last week and said, you know, Dr. Bell, I appreciate that you're doing IPTV now, and I appreciate you doing the netcast, but please keep the audio separate as well so that I can listen to it at work. And I can appreciate that. I do the same thing. I listen to podcasts and netcasts at work. In such a way that it doesn't interfere with my work. So like a lot of people play the radio, I play podcasts and netcasts in the background, and I enjoy that, and it's a great benefit. And particularly I love to listen to teaching, like Brother Kenneth Copeland from the recent Southwest Believers Convention. I've been listening to those messages, and it is a real blessing to be able to listen to those messages via his website, via the MP3s that he has there, and he has the video as well, but as this brother mentioned, I can't watch them at work, but I can listen to them, so that's a real benefit. So we're going to continue to keep them separate as well. It'll be the audio from the video, but it will be a separate production in that sense, that you'll be able to get it that way. So today's netcast is netcast number 103. Just to keep it correct. So I did want to let you know that. That was a little oversight on my part last week. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that I would love for you to go check out our website. Our website is www.wofm.org. WOFM stands for Word of Faith Ministries. And so WFM.org, if you check out that website, you'll find we have lots of teaching articles. We have copies of our old newsletters when they were print newsletters, which I think was from about 1979 through 1984. And, of course, we in 1984 we ceased publication of the printed version of the newsletter and then went to the website in about 1996. So ever since then, we've had the website, and you can read articles and so forth there, and we've continued to put out articles and things of that nature and teach the word. So trust you'll take advantage of all of those opportunities and that you'll tell your friends about the website as well. Spread the word about Word of Faith Ministries and what we're here to do. Now, very quickly, let me explain a little bit about the vision of the ministry. Our call from God is to proclaim the Word of Faith, be a showcase of ministries, and train people to fulfill the Word of God. That's what we're all about, and we're going to use every available means that we have access to do that. And this new venture of IPTV is just a new way that we can reach people with the Word of God. So we're going to be expanding that, doing more with it in the future, and we've got some exciting things lined up for that. So hang in there. And, you know, we're gonna really develop some stuff with some of these technologies. Now, let's pick up where we left off last week. We were talking about the Word of God. We're talking specifically about Mark chapter 11. We left off with Jesus explaining how to use God's kind of faith. And the title of this particular message or series of messages is Using God's Faith. Now, at first, that may seem rather presumptuous to say, I'm going to use God's faith. You know, and I think the reason it sounds presumptuous is a lot of people don't realize that God has given us his faith to use. That, in effect, is exactly what Jesus was saying in Mark 11:22. Mark 11:22, Jesus said unto them, to his disciples, have faith in God, as we've seen from other translations, have the God kind of faith. Or in other words, let's put it this way, use God's faith. Now, it wouldn't be fair of Jesus to say to his disciples, use God's faith, if they couldn't use God's faith. In other words, if what he was asking them to do was impossible, then it wouldn't be right, it wouldn't be just for him to say, use God's faith. Now, would it? No, it wouldn't be just. But guess what? It is just for him to say that because God has given us his faith to use. We know that faith comes from God because the scripture says very plainly that it is not of us, of man, lest we should boast. It is the gift of God. That's in Ephesians chapter 2. So if faith is a gift from God and he's given it to us, then don't you think he expects us to use it? You know, if you take the example of a tool, let's use the example of a hammer. A father gives his son a hammer. Nice new, let's call it a chrome hammer, just so it'll be nice and shiny looking, you know. He gives his son that hammer, and he says, son, I'm a carpenter, and you know I use my hammer day in and day out, so I'm going to give you this hammer, this tool. It's yours. And I'm going to show you how to use it. And so he proceeds to take a nail and demonstrate the proper way to use the hammer and to drive the nail without busting your thumb open, you know. And he goes through all the steps on the best way to use that hammer. Now, if the son were to take that hammer and say, oh, my father gave me this hammer. This is a special hammer. And it's a chrome hammer. It's so pretty. I'm going to put it in a velvet bag. And I'm going to put it in a glass case. And I'm going to never use this hammer because my father gave me this hammer. Now, you know, the father then expects the son to use the hammer to build something, you know, maybe work with him on a project. And the son, you know, comes out to help the dad. And the dad says, well, son, where's your hammer? Oh, my hammer's in my room. It's in a case. It's in velvet. Well, son, I didn't give you the hammer to put in your room. I gave you the hammer to use. It's a tool. I showed you how to use it properly. I showed you what it was for. And don't you know that as a carpenter, I use that hammer. I earn my living with that hammer. The roof over our head is provided by money that people pay me to build houses. And now here we are going to build a project, and you need your tool, and you've got it in your room. Go get the hammer I gave you and come help me build this thing. See, the father gave the son a tool to use. Well, it's the same thing with faith. God gave us his faith as a tool to use. He expects us to use our faith that he gave us. Now, when I say our faith, his faith given to us, just like the father went and got the hammer, gave it to the son. When he gave it to the son, it's the son's hammer at that point, right? I mean, he could do with it whatever he wanted to do. And in this case, he wasn't using it properly. He wasn't using it at all. But it's his to use. So, same way with God's faith. It's God's faith. It came from him. He gave it to us, but he expects us to use it. It is a tool for us to use. Didn't mean to hit the camera there. I juggled it. Jiggled it. But anyway, he expects us to use what he's given us. Okay, now, just like the father showed the son how to use that tool of a hammer, in the same way Jesus told his disciples, and therefore us, how to use the tool of God's faith. I keep hitting that. I'm going to scoot this back just a tad so I don't hit it again. Let's read the instruction that Jesus gave the disciples. Mark 11:23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now let's stop there, and I want to remind you of something that Brother Kenneth Hagin said. I heard it many years ago when he was teaching. He said, you'll notice in this scripture there are three says to one believe. Now, here's the thing. It's not that that's some kind of special formula. Oh, you got to say it three times to one belief. That's not the point. The point he was trying to make is that Jesus emphasized the saying rather than the believing. Now, I personally believe that the reason for that is most people get a hold of the fact you're supposed to operate in faith and believe. What they don't always get a hold of is the fact that they need to say. See, a lot of people read that whosoever shall say, and they forget the shall say part and just say, well, whosoever. If it works for whosoever, it should work for me because I'm a whosoever. I grew up Southern Baptist, and I heard all the time, you're a whosoever. Whosoever meaneth me. We had songs about it. We talked about being a whosoever. And that's good, but it's not just to whosoever. It's to whosoever shall say. If you are a whosoever and you're not saying, it ain't going to work for you. I'm sorry to say. It's just not going to work for you unless you're willing to say. And you've got to be willing to say to that issue, that problem, that inanimate object, whatever it is, just like Jesus spoke to that inanimate object of the fig tree. I don't think he expected the fig tree to respond to him in kind, but he did expect the fig tree to respond and do what he told it to do by taking his authority and using his words. He told it, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever, and the fig tree dried up from the roots. Well, the result of the fig tree drying up from the roots was the direct result of Jesus taking authority and using his words. In the same way, we take authority and use the word of God and speak the word of God. And when we do that, we're operating in this principle and things change in our lives. Book of James, chapter 3. Says that the entire cycle of nature, and I'm kind of going into the Greek here a bit, but the cycle of natural events are put in motion by the tongue, by your words. The cycle of natural events responds to words that you speak. So what do you need to be doing? You need to speak the word of God. See, it's one thing to just speak words. Now, there's nothing wrong with just speaking words that are encouraging, that are uplifting, that are positive. A lot of people say, oh, we should speak positively. Well, that's good. I understand that. And even the world has gotten a hold of, to a certain extent, the benefit of speaking positively. But unless they're speaking the word of God, then the power of God isn't necessarily at work at what they're saying. Now, don't get me wrong, God moves by grace. He operates by grace and mercy. And if you'll give him an inroad, even if you don't understand the importance of speaking his word, he'll use anything he can to cause what he's desirous to come to pass in your life. And if you're out there just making good, positive confessions about your life, well, he'll use that as best he can. But that's not the process that Jesus was teaching them here to use. The process he was teaching them to use is to take the word of God and return God's word to him in prayer. Let's see if that's not true. Let's keep reading in verse 24. Therefore, because I say unto you what I've said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and ye shall have them. So he's saying, when you pray, believe you receive. Well, you got to believe that you've received when you pray. There's no question about that. You know, you don't pray and then say, oh, I hope so. I hope it's going to happen. Oh, I hope it's... Well, see, you're not believing. You're just hoping. Hope is a goal setter. Faith is a power source. Faith is the faith of God in operation. Faith is what caused things to come to pass the way they should in your life. Now, remember last week we talked about flipping the switch on the wall. You don't need to know exactly how electricity operates to get the benefit of that switch turning on the light. But at the same time, you got to flip the switch. That's why our song that starts this netcast is Keep the Switch of Faith Turned On. You got to turn the switch on. Well, how do you turn the switch of faith on? You turn the switch of faith on with your words. You speak the word of God. When you speak the word of God, that turns the switch on. The power comes from the word of God, comes from the faith of God, comes by your operating on the faith of God based on the word, and then what you have hoped for or expected or anticipated will be given substance. See, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the giving of substance. I'm, again, intertwining the Greek here a little bit. Faith is the giving of substance to things that we've anticipated or expected. It's not enough to just expect it, though. You've got to do that extra step of turning that switch of faith on, speaking the word of God, and then it begins to come to pass. Now notice, we pointed out last week that Jesus, it took 24 hours for the words of Jesus to have an effect on that fig tree. I kind of expect it's going to take potentially a little while for you too. Maybe 24 hours, maybe 3 months, maybe a year. I don't care. You shouldn't care how long it takes. All you need to be concerned with is that you speak the word, you stand on the word, you operate in faith, God's going to take care of the manifestation. You know, I heard somebody teach one time, they said they were waiting for the man from the station. In other words, the manifestation. They'd kind of taken that and broken it down to the man from the station. Well, I understand they were being funny to make a point, but the point is, God's responsible from the man for the station. You know, he's responsible for manifesting what you're believing for. All you're responsible for is taking the word of God, putting it in your mouth, speaking it out of your mouth, and believing that what you say shall come to pass. If you'll do that, you'll start seeing results. Now, it's important to speak the word not only when you are releasing it to cause an effect, but also to speak the word to meditate the word of God. The word of God says that meditation in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word is a word that means to mutter under your breath. You ever muttered something under your breath? You know, and I'm not talking about mumbling something that's negative. I'm talking about maybe you want to remember something. You know, sometimes I'll take a phone number and I'll just repeat the phone number over and over and over and over again. And as I repeat that phone number over and over again, it lodges in my short-term memory. And then later on when I need that number, I can recall it. So what was I doing? I was using a technique of speaking that over and over, meditating on that number so that I could remember it later. Well, it's the same thing with the Word of God. We take the Word of God, we put it in our mouth, and we mutter it. We speak it over and over and over, and it builds it down into our heart. Remember, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I heard Charles Capps say this one time. He said, you'll listen to you before you'll listen to anybody else. You will listen to the words you speak before you'll listen to anybody else's words. So if you're muttering it, if you're saying it over and over and over, if you're meditating on it, you'll hear that before you hear anything, even the words of the devil. So you need to use that technique to speak the word over and over, get it built down into your heart, and then when you speak it to cause an effect, or in other words, to pray and believe you receive at that moment, it's built down into your heart. Now, where a lot of people make a mistake is, they want to operate on faith based on words that they have been saying and meditating to put it in their heart, and it hasn't gotten in their heart in abundance. Now, next time, in the next netcast, we're going to get into this process of building the word into your heart so that it gets in there in abundance. Because the scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The cause of the effect of receiving the manifestation is having it built down in your heart in abundance. So I want you to join me for that, because that's going to be important. This is a key thing for you to understand how to operate in faith, is building something in your heart in abundance. So join us next time for that. In the meantime, I want you to write me at Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. Now, as I mentioned, WOFM is Word of Faith Ministries, first letter of each word, Word of Faith Ministries, easy way to remember it, WOFM.org, because we are a nonprofit organization. And I should mention, by the way, I don't mention it very often, but I should mention that if you want to contribute to Word of Faith Ministries to help us get the Word of God across the internet as we're doing, then I'd encourage you to click on the donations tag that you see in the upper left-hand column there of the web page as you go to WFM.org. It's on every single web page on our website, is that little button that says donate, and it's for donations to the ministry. And if you'll do that, it'll be a blessing. We appreciate it. And we believe that that you will receive a hundredfold return on your giving to this ministry. So I appreciate you listening and watching the Netcast. And until next time, remember to fulfill the Word of God.
Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.